Welcome to Live in Vibrancy Podcast, where I strive to be the comfort and inspiration for those that want to live a more vibrant and prosperous life. Hey, welcome to Live in Vibrancy. My name is Liv. Excuse me. I just woke up. But today's episode is going to be about taking things one day at a time, one step at a time, and just learning to enjoy what is happening right now in life and not rushing through things. And this really resonates with me because my mom used to ask me whenever I was younger, why are you in such a hurry to get everything done or to figure everything out? Like, slow down. Like, when it's time for things to happen, that will happen. And me rushing things isn't going to make things happen any faster. It's actually going to burn me out, honestly, and make me feel less excited about stuff, even if I did accomplish it. It's just kind of like, okay, so what's next? And not actually taking the time to appreciate, hey, I completed that, like, I did really good. Or just essentially paying attention to the steps, because there's lessons in all of those steps. And we might feel like, why did this situation happen to me? This was stupid. It was pointless. I could have went without this. But for the most part, we go through the things that we go through because there's a lesson in it. And even if we might feel like we could learn that lesson a different way, realistically, we might not have had the same outcome or might not have become the people that we are now if we didn't go through those experiences. But really taking life one day at a time requires patience, and just being nice to yourself. Being nice to yourself. One of my friends told me that. So that's why it's funny to me, because I'm so nice to everyone else and everything else in my life, but not myself. Well, I wasn't. I've been working on that a lot lately. But I didn't understand why. And a lot of that was rooted in other people's negative opinions of me being louder than my own opinions of myself. And eventually, after hearing other people's opinions for so long in my head, I started to believe that that was who I was, or that's the type of things that I needed to accept about myself. But realistically, those characteristics were who I was in that moment and not who I am overall. And I had to tell myself that it's okay. Like, those things happen when they happened. But whenever they happened in those spaces and time, they need to stay there. And you don't need to bring them with you to different phases of your life. Because they don't serve you. They no longer serve you. And if you keep trying to carry everything with you, it's going to cause you to not be as present as you need to be. And letting go of stuff, it can be difficult, but I didn't realize how important it was until recently, because I've just been paying attention to the effects of the way that I perceive things. Even if I am frustrated with the situation that's going on, taking the necessary steps to analyze why it frustrated me, and monitoring my responses instead of responding out of impulse of emotions and being like, no, you made me mad, blah, blah, blah. just really sitting there and taking the time to think everything through, and then giving myself the patience that I need to develop a proper response after I've analyzed my emotions better. I've tried many different ways of handling this. The first ways was the best. They weren't the best at all. It was more of, you're going to hear what I have to say, and that's that. And there was no middle ground with that. But then it turned into, okay, I'm just not going to say anything. And then that came off as me being rude because people felt like I was ignoring them. So I was like, okay, that's not going to work either. And finally, I came to the conclusion that me processing my emotions helps me in the long run outside of that experience, because essentially, if I am more in tune with my emotions and I'm more in tune with my thought processes, I'm better able to present myself in new environments, the same environments, around different types of people. And I'm more confident in myself because I've taken that time to get to know myself better. But I wouldn't have had that opportunity to know myself better if I was rushing and if I wasn't taking my time. Things will happen in their time, and when it's time. Me trying to tell myself that I need to meet certain deadlines and do this and do that, I mean, given, yes, like, being organized is really good. That is something else that I am working towards. But it's also not neglecting the fact that things do take time. And rushing causes anxiety to happen because you're anticipating a future that hasn't even came to pass yet. And you're completely ignoring the present as if it doesn't exist or it's not as important. As a step in the right direction towards where you're going. Everything happens for a reason, even if we don't believe that it does. And we should be nicer to ourselves. We should also pay more attention to where we came from, how far we've come. A lot of the times I didn't realize, but a lot of the things that I prayed for or prayed about, I was living in those current moments. And it's been a couple of times where I just stopped in my tracks and I was like, oh my gosh, like, this is crazy. I'm here. Like, I was so worried about all this other stuff, I didn't realize where I was. But I was saying that to say, if we pay attention to where we came from, we'll realize that we're in a way better position than we were, and that we also need to give ourselves our props for making it this far. Looking back on a lot of the situations that I was in and just thinking about, like, who I was in that moment, I have no idea where that type of strength came from besides God to make it through those things. Like, I've been through a lot of stuff, and one day I will speak on it because I do feel like I am getting in a way better headspace to speak on those things. But I had to tell myself, like, girl, you made it. Like, and that's a beautiful thing that I feel like gets kind of brushed over a lot, is us not acknowledging our progress that we've made and how incredible it has made us and the amount of peace that we should feel from it. But I don't want to ramble. I just wanted to let you know that trusting the process is one of the most important things that I have learned recently. And just being able to say, hey, like, it's gonna be okay regardless. And not setting expectations on a certain outcome either. Just being content enough and at peace enough in the present that whatever happens doesn't knock you off your tracks or your path that you're on. And everything's gonna work itself out. It's gonna be okay. But have a wonderful day. Bye.